The objective is to reduce our death.
The man in line is on. Our computers are going a little haywire here at the moment on Max Radio, so we'll try again, shall we? Ah! Let me just administer a swift kick to the hard drive and everything's fine. I need to tell you, by the way, if you're driving at the moment, the Matrix signs from Bagarrow to the mountain, from Hillbury to the mountain and Ramsey to the mountain are showing fog on the mountain. Drive with care and use appropriate lights. Fog on the mountain. The Matrix signs saying do take care and use headlights. Bagarrow to the mountain, Hillbury to the mountain and Ramsey to the mountain. So as of 4 o'clock on Friday, there were 12,432 tests, 12,404 of which were concluded, 28 people waiting the result of a test, and 90 people awaiting tests at the moment for COVID-19. Lots to talk about on The Man in Line today. Of course, everything's kicking off, really, regarding a 10 o'clock curfew in the UK at the moment, and who knows how it's going to affect some of our students. We're trying to get hold of some of the students that left the Isle of Man last week just to see if their university life is being impacted at all. But we still remain in that remarkable position on the Isle of Man where we have no cases in the community, isolated cases, of course, non-community, but no cases in the community. No community transmission is taking place on the Isle of Man. Any thoughts on that? The infrastructure minister says speed camera trials won't work without the support of local communities. There have been repeated calls by some local authorities for Mr. Baker's department to step in and install the technology to catch those speeding through the island's towns and villages. But cameras aren't the only part of the solution. Tim Baker, MHK.
The objective is to reduce our deaths and serious injuries, KSIs, killed and serious injured, on our island's roads. You know, that's what it's all about. Ideally, we've got this Vision Zero approach of no deaths. You know, that. So you've got to do the things that will contribute to that. And the reality, like with most things, it's a mix of actions. So we do need to improve driver stands. We do need to improve road construction and maintenance and design.
People hearing speed camera trial, they really want to know those. Where is it going to be? How many are there going to be? What are the penalties going to be? Where are we at on this information? Is this a long way before you can tell?
Yeah, I mean, that's a level of detail we just don't have. I mean, you're always caught between a rock and a hard place here, because if you come out with all the detail, then people sort of say, well, it's a done deal, this, you're not going to listen. If you don't go out the detail, everybody says, well, you know, when's this going to be done? Where's it going to be done?
So when can we expect more detail?
Well, we need to develop that through over the next sort of few months. And
this administration?
Yeah. And there's a couple of local authorities that have, you know, very much expressed their views. I know the community in Arbury is quite strong on this. My own constituency of Kirkmichael, and in the public consultation we did around the road scheme that's going in there, again, it was mentioned speed through the centre of the village has been a concern. And of course, there was the conversation around St Mark's. So we're not going to foist this upon people, because it won't work. Speed limits don't work if they're not respected by the community. And if you put the wrong speed limit in on a road, then it won't work. So speed cameras won't work unless they're done with engagement and they're done properly. So that's the detail we need to work up over the next few months. But it's something that there is now a groundswell in certain parts of the island for it. So we need to test it. We need to work progressively and see what comes out of it. And it'll be a trial. And from a trial, you learn and then you apply them in as appropriate beyond that.
Tim Baker, MHK, talking about speed cameras. Well, the exact details of where and when the trial is set to take place haven't been revealed at the moment. Mr. Baker also says that the department's going to work with partner agencies and the Island Road Safety Partnership to ensure that any cameras placed at locations where they provide a clear and meaningful benefit to the island's road safety and delivery of the road safety strategy. That was Tim Baker, MHK. And we've learnt a new acronym today, KSI. KSI, apparently, is important in road safety. The number of KSI, killed or seriously injured. A bit grim, isn't it? Adam's with us now. Good afternoon, Adam.
Good afternoon, Andy. You're right.
What's on your mind, Adam?
I'm just ringing up to give an update on the Save Douglas's Lights campaign.
Where's the petition at? How many have you got?
We've got 1,700, over 1,700 signatures online, and hundreds more have signed the paper copy, which is in the Creative Shop in Strand Street. And the paper copy will be in the Creative Shop in Strand Street until Friday for everybody to sign, and the online version will be there till the end of the month for everybody to sign.
Okay. And what are you hoping is going to happen now, Adam?
Well, we're hoping that the festoon fairy lights will be put back up again from light to light across the promenade.
Is this across the promenade or the ones between the lights?
The ones between the lights across the length of the promenade.
Hang on, no. Is it one the ones the length of the promenade or the ones across the road?
Well, it's actually both, but they have said they're taking the lights down on the hotel side of the promenade. So there'll only be lights on the one side of the promenade, so we're campaigning to get the festoon fairy lights put back the length of the promenade.
Did you hear what David Christian had to say about this matter?
Yes, I heard what David Christian had to say, that it was too late and everything, but, you know, there's a company called Maxi LED, and they provide lights for the Blackpool Illuminations, and they provide festoon fairy lights very similar to the ones we had at the length of the promenade in Douglas, along the Thames in London. And it's perfectly easy to purchase new fairy lights if the old ones have already been disposed of or they've been sent to a scrapyard, and to reinstate them, because it is iconic of Douglas Bay that it has those lights. And it is the Douglas Bay is the first thing tourists see when they arrive in the Isle of Man, and it's important that it looks as good as it always has done.
Okay. I've got a couple of questions that people have asked about this, Adam. And one guy said, emailed in just to say, this bloke seems to know a lot about them. Does he live in Douglas and does he pay rates in Douglas?
Well, I've got two addresses, one in Douglas and one in Onchan, and I pay rent to my grandmother, and my grandmother is a Douglas rates payer.
Okay. That's all. Okay, and what will be your reaction if Douglas Council say, look, this has been agreed, it's been agreed over 3 years, the budget's in place and there's nothing we can do about it?
Well, I don't think that's acceptable, because a large number of people want the festoon fairy lights putting back up, and I'm trying to get some MHKs on board. Several MHKs have expressed an interest, but I'm not going to reveal who they are at the moment. And, you know, I think the Manx people as a whole treasure those lights. And as I say, it's iconic of Douglas, and it's the first thing tourists see when they come here. So it's important that we get them put back up again.
Well, we'll know what happens next Easter when the promenade's finished, and hopefully when they're switched back on, we can all take a look and see what's what. But I take it you're not expecting much of a show with these new lights.
Well, no, I think the LED lights generally, the sorts they've got, coloured LED lights, are extremely brash. They tend to only be in a few colours, either red, green or blue, and they tend to look very brash. And I think compared to the subtle beauty of the festoon fairy lights which we had before, they won't be anything to write home about, to be honest.
Okay. Thanks for being with us today, Adam. Do keep us up to date on that petition, would you?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, 14 minutes past 12 midday. That's Adam, our man concerned about the festoon lights, and you can find those petitions, and you can go to the Creative Shop in Douglas and sign the petition as well. We heard David Christian's reaction last week. I think, what did he say? I've never heard so much nonsense. Apparently he said it was all sorted out, it was all agreed. There's only been one dissenter in council. I think it was Mrs. Chattel who disagreed. It was almost unanimous, and that's what's going to happen. But we'll see. And, of course, if the lights, when they're replaced next year, aren't up to snuff and don't, aren't as good and impressive as the festoon lights, no doubt we'll be finding out more about this. Oh, back to speed cameras. Have you got any thoughts on this? You can text 166177, email studio@manxradio.com or call 661368. So how do you change your driving style to be safe? I just wonder how, if you think you are a safe driver, if you do drive, do you think you're a safe driver? And just ask yourself, when did you pass your test? Can you remember the car that you passed your test in? Can you remember the style of driving when you did pass your test? Well, Derek Flint is a retired police inspector and a former head of the Island's Roads Policing Unit. Everybody knows Derek Flint. He's now the honorary president of the Isle of Man Advanced Motorists. This is his view.
What I think we need is a proper risk-based assessment of every single route that we've got, because just taking a blanket approach isn't appropriate. Every route needs a different approach. So until we actually start to grab the bull by the horns, and it sounds like the Minister for Infrastructure is actually finally getting a grip of this, nothing's going to change. There is nothing like the horror of a road traffic collision, a serious road traffic collision, and the impact that it has on a family and the people that go to the collision, and that long-lasting legacy that terrible event leaves.
Well, the Infrastructure Minister has said that he's open to what he's called driver re-education. So how do you go about doing that then? How do you undo a habit of speeding?
Well, in the UK, we've had speed awareness courses. When you talk to people and show them the grim realities of what the consequences of a high-speed collision is, or a lapse in concentration is, even in a town centre or something like that, where 20 miles an hour might be a high-speed collision, it really brings it home to people in terms of what their responsibilities as a road user is. And we need to get back into this sort of mindset that the use of the roads is a privilege and not a right.
What's more effective then? Is it education or is it enforcement?
There's room for both. If you look at the way the police have approached the whole COVID thing, it's been that sort of explain, engage, educate, and then enforce. People have got to understand the reasons why, first of all. But we need to do that holistically. We need to make sure that it starts in the schools and it works from there and all the way through. And that way, we have a really consistent message.
There's Derek Flint, a man who knows of what he speaks, retired police inspector, former head of the Island Roads Policing Unit, now honorary president of the Isle of Man Advanced Motorists. And that's his point of view. And it's a sobering perspective, of course, because not many people get to witness high-speed crashes and deaths and serious injuries. Police officers do. Ambulance staff do. Fire and safety officers do as well. They see what exactly happens. So it seems from what the Infrastructure Minister says that somewhere on the Isle of Man, speed cameras will be tried out. But as yet, no decision as to whether the penalty for infringement would be a fine, points, or a re-education, one of those driving courses, or indeed when the trial would actually happen. So we don't know where, we don't know when, we don't know what will be the consequences. What do you think? John Moss has been out and about with the Manx radio microphone.
It's so, like, objective, you know, like, so personal, I think, but honest.
Which country do you come from, if I can ask?
Italy.
What's the situation there? Do they have lots of speed cameras?
It depends, like, you know, it's very different from the south and the north of Italy, so, like, mm-hmm. you know, there is, like, a big difference, let's say. I think in the north, more than the south.
So it's difficult to drive around without getting caught on occasion.
Yeah, I think so.
If it stops people speeding like absolute idiots driving around the Isle of Man on like roads that should be 20 or 30 miles an hour and they're putting 40 or 50. I was walking across as ever crossing the other day and someone just drove straight through. I was in the middle of the road crossing over. I could have been hit by a car, you know what I mean? So,
do you feel you're a considerate driver?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm actually still learning how to drive at the moment. So, I mean, when I do my driving lessons and all that, I am under the speed limit, you know, even if I'm driving in a 30 or driving a 20. Like, you know, like drive 20, you can't be, you know. It's got to be considerate for people on the roads and everything like that, but, I mean, it's just as long as people don't, like, be absolute idiots about it.
Speed cameras, they're being brought in on the island. They don't know where yet. They're going to try them out. We're saying to people, do you agree with speed cameras? Do you agree with speed cameras?
Yes, and a speed limit as well.
So if they brought them into the island, you wouldn't have a problem with that?
No.
No, you wouldn't?
No, not really.
Have you lived on the island all your life?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you haven't had to deal with speed cameras across?
No.
Yeah. They should, because they go too fast.
All over the island?
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yeah. There's too much traffic on the island. That's the top and bottom of it.
£12 on the man in line today. Speed cameras. And where we should have them, there's obviously going to be a trial. Do you remember there was a speed camera years ago at Balaff Bridge? Do you remember what happened to that? Hi, Andy. The potential problem with fixed speed cameras on the island is that drivers will quickly learn where they are. They'll be able to pass the camera and then continue with their normal driving habits. It would turn into an expensive white elephant. Do random mobile speed checks, and that would surely be a lot more effective, says G. A note in that just says speed cameras, so these should not be correctly called, shouldn't they be correctly called safety cameras and placed only where there have been a number of KSI accidents, says Chris. Safety cameras, speed cameras. Dave's said, regarding these lights, not this lighting rubbish again. The new lights have already been bought, so get over it. Dave, a note in about safety cameras, speed cameras, whatever you want to call them. The police, the people that will get the fines and points for speeding, will be the people who drive at 42 in the de-restricted areas and continue at that speed in the 30-mile-an-hour areas, which seems to be the majority of people on the roads right now. It's easy to spot them. They're the people that catch you up in the speed-restricted areas when you're driving at the correct speed. I support cameras in the areas that are currently restricted. I also support MOTs. But I don't support the introduction of an all-island speed limit. Interesting point, Dave. So, MOTs, yes. Cameras in areas that are restricted, but not an all-island speed limit, which I think is where a lot of this goes to, in that the Isle of Man does have a reputation for tolerating people who like to speed. Obviously, the road races contribute to a lot of that, but speed is not a bad thing, surely. Some people do like to drive a car fast, and people buy powerful cars, and lots of the island's roads are de-restricted. So where do we draw the line? Do we call them safety cameras or speed cameras, by the way? You can't have it both ways. If there's a need for speed cameras, you can't encourage tourists to come over and race on the mountain. 50 miles an hour up there, says John. Well, I don't think we're saying it should be, we should have speed cameras on the mountain. It's just through the villages. Colby, certainly. Kirkmichael, perhaps. Kirkmichael has something of an issue with people racing through the village. Here's another method of controlling speed. In Spain, they have random traffic lights, not at junctions, though. If you're speeding, they change to red. When you've stopped, they go back to green. You approach under the speed limit and they stay green. Of course, you're trusting people not to jump a red light. Perhaps you could have a camera for the red light jumpers, says Charles in Port Erin. Very good point. At the moment, of course, in many places, Crosby, I think, has got the smiley. Lots of villagers have got the smileys. When you approach and you're over the limit, there's a frown. And if you approach under the limit, and there's a smile. So perhaps that's one way of doing that, just converting those to lights so that if you approach over the limit, there's a red light and you have to stop. On the subject of road safety, says Paul, road safety on the Isle of Man, in my opinion, I think there should be a driving awareness and capability free of charge exam every year after the date of retirement, says Paul. Well, of course, the date of retirement's going up all the time at the moment. Paul, it's a thought. I don't know how you get by that by the ageist accusation, though. Andy, the rules are already in place. It's called the Highway Code. If they break the limit, forget the fine, impound the cars. A note in from Andy who said, well done on Manx Radio for publicising the flu jab. I've just been to the well-known High Street chemist in Douglas who don't have any £13.99 stock until the 20th of October. Neither does another pharmacy who will only register you now for an MSG when they've got stock in. Anyway, the pneumonia jab is available at the High Street Chemist for £70. Oh, that's life. You can't please everybody. Quite right, says Steve. Using the roads is not a right, it's a privilege. Could you point this out to cyclists these days? They don't have a right to ride all over the road like they do. It seems to me they're indestructible and arrogant. I've always been a cyclist, says Steve, but some cyclists are giving us a bad name. Very good on the Douglas Lights petition. Well done to Adam. I've just signed it. Keep up the good work, and I'd be fascinated to know if there's a single topic that Derek Flint doesn't know about.
That's unsigned, by the way, is it? Put a speed camera on the Andrus to Ramsey Road. It'll make a fortune from the R plates, says Darren. I think I'm right, but a Canadian party campaigned at an election saying they'd get rid of speed cameras if they got in. They did, says Dog. Well, we haven't got them yet, have we? But I just wonder what your thoughts are, whether now is the time. Do you remember? And I remember on The Man in Line, must be 20-odd years ago when I was doing it, speed cameras were very, very... People were anti-speed cameras. They were almost reviled. And certainly the one at Balaff came to a sticky end, or a hot end, shall we say. So I just wonder what's changed in that people now think that speed cameras or safety cameras would be a good idea. Any thoughts? Bad driving causes accidents, Andy. Not speed. Get your facts right. Can you please read out the statistics of road deaths and serious accidents within this year? If we're to have speed cameras dotted around the Isle of Man, I think we should know what the actual statistics are. Hopefully then they'll put in accident black spots where they belong. Not willy-nilly. That's interesting. Should we put them where there have actually been accidents, but then again, should we put them where there have nearly been accidents? The answer to speeding through villages is simple. Put the chippings down. Drivers hate them. It'll slow them down. Lots of chippings. Speed cameras will be burnt to the ground, like that previous attempt at Balaff Bridge. Don't need them. The Manx public will see them to be burnt down. Another nail in the coffin, along with parking. Anybody caught dangerous driving, I think, should give them a lifetime ban. Just to point out, as a reminder, many people on the Isle of Man who've marshalled many high-speed events for years have witnessed and dealt with the aftermath of high-speed crashes. And Ben dropped a note in just to say, look, they can't even prosecute everybody who uses a mobile phone while driving. I'm sick and tired of the number of people I've seen at traffic lights texting and using a mobile phone. I thought that was an offence, and I thought you would be prosecuted for using your phone. So why isn't more of this being done? The amount I see people texting and reading, the government would make a fortune. Peter's with us now. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, Andy. Hi. Seeing as you're talking about road safety, I saw something over the weekend, which if somebody had told me, I wouldn't have believed them, but I saw it with my own eyes. I was going up Peel Road, just approaching the Baron Bobby, on the way in the direction of McDonald's, and coming the other way, in the middle of the road, was a lady on a bicycle, pedalling like mad to keep up with the traffic and turning right down towards Lord Street, and she had a dog attached to the bicycle on a lead.
The dog was trotting along beside.
It was galloping. It wasn't trotting, yes.
Now, is that an offence, I wonder?
I can tell you exactly, because I went to the police station and asked them, and they said they'd been asked this question before, and there's nothing in the regulations, but it doesn't take much common sense to know that it's very, very dangerous.
So she wasn't actually breaking the law?
It does seem not, no, but I just hope the dog survived.
I don't want to be... I'll ask. Was she a lady of advanced years or younger years?
I would say, guessing, between 30 and 40.
Okay, so obviously, you know, healthy, and the dog was healthy as well, but that does seem weird that it's not an offence.
Well, I suppose if you're writing regulations, you could go on forever. It's probably not an offence to ride a bicycle while juggling, but, you know, where do you stop making the rules?
Interesting. Have you seen this happen before, or is it a one-off?
I saw it a one-off, but the policeman I spoke to said it had been reported to them in the past.
Weird. All right, Peter, thanks for calling us.
Okay.
Good to talk to you. It's 12:30 on Max Radio. Ladies on bicycles with accompanying dogs. Well, they Must be an offence somewhere. Has there been an increase in road accidents? No, we don't need speed cameras, says T. This is just a moneymaker, and I'd like to see how they can enforce fines during TT work. Maybe they'll turn a blind eye for them, like usual. In the past, I have to say, I've chatted to the police about this, and they say Germans are very good at paying speeding fines, apparently. They seem to really want to obey the rules and won't leave the island until they've paid their fines. I just wonder how this will sit with TT if we do have speed cameras in various places. Nobody's suggesting there are going to be speed cameras over the mountain, but in built-up areas or around conurbations, really, where there are going to be schools, children, around some of the homes, just to make sure everything's safe. So all I'll say is, in my experience of doing the man in line, I just think the attitudes have really changed. Years ago, everybody was dead set against having speed cameras, and now people just seem to think, well, if it saves lives, that's fine. Any thoughts? Text 166177. Email studio@manxradio.com. Or call 66 1368. I think speed cameras, says this correspondent, just another gain for the nanny state. The ones who don't want cameras are usually the ones that speed, says somebody else. Amy says, whoever thinks speed doesn't cause accidents should boil their head in a pot. Metaphorically, I'm sure, Amy. At speed, your reaction time drastically shortens. Well, it says that in the highway code, doesn't it? And if anything, says Amy, even if it's not your fault, it goes horribly wrong. You could end up dead, or even worse, you could kill other people. I had a friend years ago who was a very good driver, sped down the Ballymotor Strait, went straight into a car that contained a family, and there was a horrible outcome. Anyone who says speed isn't an issue is a moron, says Amy. And Ruth says, please reinstate the festoon lights on the prom. This is going on. They were so classical, they weren't garish. Blackpool's garish, she says. If it's down to coating, surely the licence fees that have been charged for Douglas car parks could now be used for the lights. I'm a Douglas ratepayer. I'd fully support the costs involved, says Ruth. The festoon light story goes on. Speed cameras. Now, this is Andy back. To prevent accidents and deaths, how many people have died from what causes last year? What's being done to stop those deaths? 27 minutes before one, the question of speed cameras. A trial's on the way. We don't know where. We don't know when. We don't know how.
Tickets are now available for this season's range of onboard dining events, featuring old favourites including the legendary Pie and Mash Train, the Curry Club and many more. Or take your taste buds on a trip to remember with our fabulous Dining Cars of the World and Steam Theme events. To find out what's cooking on the dining car and to book, call 697 457 or visit rail.im.
King William's College is built on academic excellence, giving every pupil the individual support to succeed, with talented, inspirational staff and average class sizes of just 15. Come and see the outstanding all-round education your child could benefit from at our open morning, Saturday the 3rd of October at 10 a.m. Take a tour, talk to our pupils and staff, and find out more about our exceptional school. Call 820-110 for more details.
Keeping busy on the farm?
Absolutely. We've a visit from Milan Vets today. They're doing some fertility testing on the herd.
Oh, we use Milan Vets too for all our disease testing and emergencies. They're so professional, and their herd and flock health plans give us real peace of mind.
Oh yes, we wouldn't be without our trusted vets, and they're available for emergencies 24/7.
For animals, large or small, visit milanvets.co.uk.
Right, my great escape starts here. I'm going over the top in my new bespoke stairlift from Keswick Care, then hopping onto my new mobility scooter for a quick getaway down to the shops.
A mobility scooter from Keswick Care might not go that fast, but it certainly offers you freedom. Call 611 559 today to see how Keswick Care can support you, or visit them at Spring Valley Industrial Estate to see their wide range of products. KeswickCare.com.
Reynolds & Reynolds, the newest name for quality pre-loved cars and vehicles on the Isle of Man. Reynolds & Reynolds have a stunning showroom conveniently located on the Isle of Man Business Park. Reynolds & Reynolds stock a fabulous range of affordable vehicles and also supply, service and repair most makes and models. Open 7 days a week. Go on, call in today and see some friendly faces at Reynolds & Reynolds Vehicle Sales or online at reynolds.im. Part exchange and finance available. This infomercial was brought to you by Bespoke Group.
When you need a fitting memorial or headstone for a loved one, contact Manx Memorials in Peel. This long-standing family-run Manx company offer a wide range of granite and marble headstones and memorials, along with an island-wide inscription and renovation service. Manx Memorial's skilled professionals will take the time to help you choose a suitable memorial, and we're proud to say we'll beat other local quotes. Call 843 861 or email matthew@manxmemorials.co.uk.
This weekend here on Manx Radio, it's time to get your swimming costume on as we have another fantastic prize to give away. The hire of a hot tub for a weekend brought to your home by Hot Tub Hire Isle of Man.
To be in with a chance of winning, just listen out all day Saturday and Sunday to play our winning weekend wordplay. Get your name in the draw and we'll announce the winner on Monday morning's breakfast show at 10 to 9.
So join us this weekend as we jump into the bubbles here on the Nation Station.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
23 minutes before one. Derek's with us now. Good afternoon, Derek.
Good afternoon, Andy. How are you?
Good, thanks. And yourself?
Now, as we're on a morning theme today, I thought I'd give it a little pose. What do you think would be about the last thing you'd ever expect to see parked on a disability park on in the car park?
Go on.
A bus phantom.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Which car park?
Peel, in Stoplight. We have 4 spaces there for the disabled. And when I went in this morning, there in front of me was a bus. So I asked the chap, did he have a blue card? And he said, what's that for? I said, it's to give you permission to park where you park. No, he said, I don't know anything about that. A bus driver, of all people, doesn't know what a disabled park is for.
So where did you park?
There was one park there. But he did move after I'd told him he had to scoot.
A bus driver?
A bus driver was sitting in the bus, parked on a disabled day. Now, that takes the biscuit, I tell you.
You would have thought he'd known better.
Well, he is supposed to be an advanced driver compared to the normal road driver, the car drivers, because he's taken an extra test in a PSV vehicle.
Well, so well, well.
He's got to know what a disabled park is, surely.
Well, you would have thought so. And the fact that you had to remind him about it as well.
Well, I was a bus driver, so I know.
So was he in any way apologetic, Derek?
Well, not really, but he was a little bit cowed when he realised what he was up to.
All right. Thanks for calling us, Derek.
So, anyway, just be prepared. You never know what you'll meet on a disabled car.
All right. Thanks for that. 21 minutes to one. I'll get down off my soapbox regarding disabled parking spaces. A further issue that needs addressing regarding vehicles is untaxed vehicles on the Isle of Man. It's awful that people can't be bothered to pay road tax, says that correspondent as well. Speed cameras, I think we should definitely have them. All island speed limit, definitely not, says James. And here's one that goes alongside the lady by Brown Bobby, cycling with a dog attached, running by the side. I've seen a woman, says this correspondent, more than once driving along Marine Drive very slowly, holding a lead while her dogs walk next to the car. Text, email or call. Ladies taking dogs out with them on bikes for a so-called walk. The dogs don't want to go. They can go too fast for the dogs, says Margaret. Let's call in and let's have a look here. Some notes in, by the way. Yeah, has Quarterbridge been cleared? Yes, it has. There was a road accident earlier on this morning at Quarterbridge. Everything's fine. They're talking about speed cameras and such like. How about looking at the enforcers I've seen police cars being driven while the driver is drinking tea or coffee. A police officer drinking tea or coffee and driving, drinking a can of pop and eating an apple. The point is, how can you expect people to uphold driving laws if the enforcers are not? Steve, everybody's got a camera phone now. Take a photo. If you see that, you take a photo. I'm sure everybody would love to hear about that. I'm appalled about the... Adrienne, this is, says Andy. I'm appalled about the lady with a dog running alongside her bike in traffic. Surely that's animal abuse, and she needs prosecuting. Oh, I see, not a road offence, but an animal cruelty issue indeed. Well, Adrienne, if she's done it before, maybe the dog can cope with it. Maybe the dog likes it. You don't know. We should have mobile plane cars with automatic speed cameras, which are moved to various locations. We should have automatic fines and points on their license as well. It's common practice in Australia. Don't pay and your car will be confiscated and possibly crushed following repeat offences. So mobile plane cars with automatic speed cameras, they're easy, aren't they? They can have those in. Automatic fines and points on the license as well. R plate drivers should be policed and lose their license following any serious speeding offence. This applies to a small minority. And also, R-plate drivers shouldn't drive powerful cars. Isn't there a limit? Is it 1,200 for an R-plate driver? I think it is. That's just some points about what we should do. And I suppose it's whether you think, whether the Rubicon, you know, has been crossed, whether we've now changed. Do you remember, I mean, 40, 50, 60 years ago, people quite frequently used to drink and drive. It was absolutely common. People used to do it all the time. People would have a skinful and get into a car and drive. It happened. Seatbelts became compulsory. And before then, well, not everybody wore a seatbelt. You now have to restrain a child in a car. So the rules on motoring and the rules on driving a vehicle have changed over the years. Drink driving's, you know, that came in, the breathalyzer and what have you. Seatbelts became compulsory, restraining children in vehicles as well. So is this just another thing that's going to happen? It could be. Some people just say this is an erosion of freedom. And driving really is an expression of personality, and it's an expression of individuality. It is freedom to get in the wheel, get behind the wheel of a car and drive. It blows the cobwebs out of your hair. It feels terrific. But do you need to go 70 miles an hour? Is 40 any good to you? Or do you just really want to go fast? Lots more to get through. Big reaction today on speed cameras on the Isle of Man.
Nothing we can say can capture the comfort of a stressless recliner. So visit the Stressless Studio at Millichaps of Ramsey and experience it yourself. Responding to every movement, Stressless chairs offer perfect lumbar and neck support. And selected models are on special offer.
Creating a home where you'll love to be. Millichaps of Ramsey.
Just Care products right behind B&Q and see our wide range of mobility aids. From small everyday items to rise recline chairs, beds, scooters and our airline-friendly foldable power chair. Plus, we are the island's only stockists of cozy feet footwear. Just Care products right behind B&Q.
Just Care products, 627-177.
Typhoon House, happily working to keep you working, whether from home or the office. We can keep your printer or copier fleet running in tip-top condition, whether there's a problem or simply making sure you don't run out of toner. Typhoon House also supply and install new devices, which are more efficient and cost-effective for you and your business. Call 661-331 or email typhoon@typhoonhouse.im. Typhoon House.
At Conister Bank, we've been helping local people for over 85 years, and we're here to help your businesses through this global pandemic. As a local bank, we can either stand by or stand up, and we choose to stand fast to our commitment to this island. If your business has been affected, we can help with our new working capital loan. With repayment terms over 1 to 6 years, for the first 12 months, you will only repay interest to allow your business time to recover. Apply online today at conisterbank.co.im. Terms and conditions apply.
There's only one name you need when it comes to scrap. Castain Scrap Metal. Castain will scrap all metal and they're licensed to scrap all batteries, including dry cell and lead acid batteries, to get the best prices of copper, lead, aluminium, catalytic converters, brass and more. Remember one name, Castain Scrap Metal. Castain Scrap Metal. Remember one number, 801337. 801337. Castain Scrap Metal.
Discover a great range of cars at Athol Garage, the family-friendly garage. Choose from a hand-picked selection of quality cars with something for everyone. Many vehicles are under 3 years old with low mileage and all undergo an exclusive 28-point safety health check to ensure carefree driving. Find the perfect car to suit your budget. Visit Athol Garage on Facebook, see online at athol.im, or head south across the steam train tracks in Ballasalla. And turn in left. Athol Garage, not just Nissan.
It's Tuesday at 6. Join Kiri Kermode and myself, Simon Clark, for Countryside.
We catch up with the Loughton Experience with Jim Middleton and John Wood.
I went litter picking with the Derby and Northern Community Initiative and Beach Buddies. And also I spoke to Jackie Farragher about an up-and-coming event in Andrus this weekend.
That's all in Countryside at 6 o'clock on Tuesday here on Manx Radio. And don't forget, you can download or subscribe to the podcast for free at manxradio.com.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
It's 13 minutes ahead of one. Lots and lots going on here. Just a quick note that there are two elections upcoming. Thursday, 22nd of October, there's going to be Onchan District Commissioners. There'll be a poll on Thursday, 22nd of October. And, of course, there's going to be a poll on the 15th, Thursday the 15th, a week earlier, 15th of October. There's going to be election for two members of Douglas Borough Council for Derby Ward. So Derby Ward, Douglas Borough Council, Thursday the 15th of October. And a week later, Thursday 22nd, there's a vacancy for one member of Onchan District Commissioners. So we wish all the candidates well. And if you can vote, then please do. Thursday the 15th of October for two members for Derby Ward of Douglas Borough Council. And Thursday 22nd of October, one member for Onchan District Commissioners. A quick note also, by the way, Isle of Man Transport are going to be running trains and trams during the October half term, continuation of the steam railway services and Manx Electric Railway during the October half term. And of course, they've got their dining car stuff going on. Half term, by the way, is, I think, schools break up for half term 3 weeks on Friday, 23rd, and they're off from Monday, 26th to Friday, the 30th of October. So school half term in 3 weeks' time as well. Of course, that's the weekend the clocks go back as well. Sunday, 25th of October, is when the clocks go back. Please, says Andy, what happened to the yellow speed camera that was before the Woodburn Road, York Road traffic lights? Must have been of no use. It's no longer there. That was a safety camera, wasn't it, for people running the lights at the York Road junction. It's a very busy junction, that York Road one as well. Maybe we should take advantage, if the TT's cancelled, to change the road signs from miles to metric. Let's go kilometres per hour. Oh, please, Muriel, don't. It's 50 years since we went metric. It would help with visiting Germans and others. Well, it'd certainly get us noticed in the British Isles, going kilometres per hour. I mean, obviously, the Republic of Ireland's kilometres, but everywhere else is miles per hour. And also a notice in, a gentleman dropped a note in just to say, if we had speed cameras during TT, how would we cope with the thousands and thousands of foreign number plates? Well, there's probably some organisation you can sign up to get access to their database. But enforcing fines here, there and everywhere around Europe would be fun, wouldn't it? Let's have a look here. The Isle of Man bank closures seem to have dropped off the radar. The big bosses in Douglas and Jersey. No, believe you me, there are no big bosses in Douglas. The big bosses of Isle of Man Bank are in Jersey. They must be thinking they got away with it. Well, they have really, haven't they? Let's keep this issue at or near the top of the agenda, says John. Well, there was the petition that was held, handed in, last Friday, wasn't it? Owen Collister and Tony Brown, I think, were down, and many other people in Castletown Square. From the end of the first week of January, that's it. Four branches on the Isle of Man: Port Erin, Ramsey, Regent Street, Douglas, and headquarters, Athol Street in Douglas. Who knows how long it would be before something else happens. But thank you for raising that, John. The big bosses in Douglas and Jersey think they have got away with it. Well, John, it's their bank, and they can choose to do with it what they say. It just seems something of a shame that the Isle of Man Bank seems to be diminishing on the Isle of Man. They'll probably say, and they always do say, I've had one of those letters, actually I've had two of them, that say, this is for the benefit of our customer. The benefit of our customer that we're taking the branches away. Malcolm, thank you for your note, letter, should I say. Because of the size of the Isle of Man, everyone will know where the fixed speed cameras have been sighted and will temporarily slow down so as not to get caught. If that was the idea, then perhaps it should be worth having a few, but their cost of installation is relatively high. Also, they're susceptible to vandalism. If the purpose is to deter people from speeding, I'd advocate investing in more mobile speed cameras and operators. I also agree with speed-activated traffic lights, as used in Portugal. Approach the lights within the speed limit, they stay green. Exceed the speed limit, they turn red. The first set of lights don't usually have a camera on them, but the second and subsequent ones often do, and these are designed to catch people who ignore red lights. Well, that is an interesting point that's been raised already, and it'd be a bit pricey, but is that better, do you think, just to not have speed cameras, but just to have speed-activated traffic lights that will slow down? And, of course, that'd be fun on the Peel Road, wouldn't it? First thing in the morning. There are a lot of motorhomes parked up on Old River Road and promenades in Ramsey. Nothing can be done because they're taxed, but a few look very unroadworthy, says our correspondent. We're on a general vehicle watch today, aren't we? I think that modern cars with speed limit should be raised. I'm sick to death of being stuck behind old people struggling to drive. I think older people should have a test to prove they're not a danger to other drivers, says this correspondent. I also write, well, it's difficult not to be ageist. Some people blame very young drivers. Some people blame older drivers. I wonder what the statistics are on that. I ride a bike, but I can't keep in tight to the hedge as all the debris and stones are brushed to the side. I was out west last week. And I do think the Grand National had just taken place. I had no choice other than to ride in the middle of the road due to all the horse muck that was left. Come on, fair's fair. Is riding with a dog on a lead in the middle of the road not a traffic obstruction and therefore an offence? Well, the police didn't seem to know, did they? A gentleman who went to... Was it Derek? Went to the police. They didn't seem to know that it was some sort of offence. Speed cameras. Well, remember, we had a relatively recently, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, we had a speed camera poll on the Isle of Man. Time to install them, yes or no. 67% of people said time to install cameras on the Isle of Man. 67 versus 33. What's the point of having a motorbike if you can't go three figures once in a while, says Dodsey. Individuality, personal freedom, is something that driving a vehicle, certainly driving a motorcycle, enhances. I'm not getting away from that. I'm not denying that at all. And that individuality, being able to have a blast on the mountain. How many times do you know, how many times have you met people who come during the TT and they simply can't wait to go to Waterworks and just take off? They love doing it. And in many places around the Western world, certainly in cities, motorcyclists are reviled. They're cut up in traffic and they get a real rough ride. On the Isle of Man, we love motorcyclists. Do you think putting speed cameras will make it a less friendly place? Speed cameras aren't the answer. Smiley faces are picking up speed from too far away. I was in a de-restricted zone and it picked up on my speed. How many of these smiley faces are accurately providing data which is being used to bring in speed cameras? Well, they're not saying they do. The smiley faces are only just showing smiley faces and unhappy faces. So we think, anyway. John in Onken said, last week and a couple of weeks or so previously, I saw an AMPR camera vehicle parked in Onken. That's automatic number plate recognition camera, pointing at traffic coming through the village traffic lights with a warning sign, something like AMPR camera ahead outside the co-op. I think it was operated by the DOI and not the police, says John. AMPR, that would presumably be for road tax and insurance, would you say? What about speed cameras put on drones?
Download the Manx Radio smartphone app for free from your app store.
The driver would never know where the number plate recognition could be logged and caught and fined straight away. ANPR on drones. We're coming a long way from speed cameras, aren't we? I've seen a grandmother driving around Port Erin with her baby on her lap steering the car. Not seen her lately, so she might have been stopped, says Kevin in Port Erin. How'd you know she was a grandmother? We live on a small island. It doesn't take long to get anywhere, says Ed. Why do you have to rush? That's it for the Man in Line today. Back tomorrow at 12 noon. By the way, on Friday, Treasury Minister Alfred Cannon will be live on the Man in Line if you want to talk to a government minister. Let's say thanks to our studio producer today, Barry Redford.
WINT.